individuals have to live within their means, but it seems like governments can keep going. How long can we keep this party going?
By the way, governments and people are sort of in it together. So when a government runs a deficit, it's giving money to people. We as a country are doing that, and we're printing it. And what happens mechanistically, financially, is that one man's debts are another man's assets. You own a bond, for example. And as its return goes down relative to inflation, and inflation pressures rise, people start to think, investors start to think, how am I doing relative to inflation? We're now at that point. We're so used to thinking that the amount of our wealth is measured in the amount of money we have, not the amount of buying power that we have. And so as the inflation rate starts to rise, that causes holders of bonds and other assets to start to sell those, because they, and holders of cash, to not want to hold those. And that essentially increases the amount that the central bank has to print of money, because not only do they have to fund the deficit, but they have to make up that funding gap. And that dynamic is a very risky dynamic, very classic.